Hello.
Yes, good evening.
Yes.
My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion research firm, and I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Can I speak with Tracy Melendez, please?
I'm her ex-husband.
Oh, okay. So,
yeah, not her. We were together. We're not together anymore.
Okay, sir, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone on the line. Now, would you have a few minutes to participate in the survey?
Yeah, sure. I'll talk to you. What's
all
going
right.
on,
brother? Thank you. All right, man. The first question would be, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Would that be Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, or another state?
New York.
Okay. All right, so in what racial or ethnic group do you identify with most?
Oh, I would say Hispanic.
Okay, cool. All right, so in what year were you born, just for qualification purposes?
1988.
88. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Now, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote on November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be almost certain, probably 50-50, or will not vote?
You know what? I think I'm definitely going to vote this year. So I think that's
okay.
Closer to 85%. Unless some, life circumstance happens, I probably am voting this year.
Okay. All right, if you had to pick up, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
I would say the economy.
Okay. Let me write this down. The economy. All right. Okay, sir, and now thinking back, to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden, or like many people, did you skip that one?
I skipped that. I didn't vote on that one.
Okay, so, All right, so then thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Donald Trump, I would say.
Okay, Donald Trump. Okay. Okay, some people, feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me, how likely are you to vote for the following candidates using scale from 0 to 100, where 0 means that there is no chance you will vote for them, and 100 means that you would definitely vote for them? The first one would be Donald Trump.
Donald Trump, I would say, on a scale of 1 to 100, you said?
He's
bringing me to vote. I'm the voting because I support him.
Okay.
So I'd say that's 100, and then everyone else,
100.
Yeah, I like okay, the
and then the other,
guy.
Okay,
but
the other one is Joe Biden from 0 to 100.
Joe Biden, probably 0. Yeah,
zero.
I would say
okay.
0. There's no shot
evil. Yeah. Okay. All right, so in thinking about the election, this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
My district, I don't know who's in charge of this. I'm more of an individual. So if I like the individual and if they had a couple good points that I could resonate with, I would say I would choose them. But I don't know really what my local politics represent. I see what happens through national news, whether it be skewed because it's the media is telling us. But
okay.
It is hard.
All
things
right.
are getting expensive. So yeah, I that's why.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now which to which candidate would you lean, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
would say there's a Republican candidate.
Republican. Okay, so in the election for U.S. Senate we held today, would you be voting for Republican Mike Supricone or Democrat Christine Gillibrand?
Probably the Republican one.
The Republican, Mike Supricone.
Supricone, you said? Supricone?
Supricone. Supricone. Yeah, that's his name. Supricone. So the Republican, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. All right, and who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Would you say Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party?
Oh, that's a tough one, man. If you really want my honest answer, I don't really I don't see immigration as a problem because of the way they do it, but I don't see immigration as a problem. But I think it's the lies that, you know, or the mistruths that surround it. I don't know. I know that, like, there's jobs for everybody. I'm not one of these people that say, oh, immigrants take the jobs. They, you know, there's always going to be jobs for everyone who wants to work and get money, whether they be good or not.
Okay.
But as far as, you know, as far as me, you know, but also you have to say, you have to like Donald Trump's policy on it because he wants to maintain what we have. We have a lot of problems here in New York. I'm New York. I work in Manhattan every day. You know, there's a lot of homeless people. I work right by the Roosevelt Hotel where all the immigrants are. I don't really see them, but I know they're, like, standing out there. It's kind of crazy. So I would say, you know, maintain what you have. Fine, the immigrants that got in, let them be, but you got to stop. You can't just – if you ate a lot of food, are you going to keep eating? You can't do it. You're going to get sick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that's what I would say. So someone whose policies align with, like, immigration control / you know, stalling.
So would that be trust more Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
From what I've heard on the news, and from what I've heard, yeah, Donald Trump is big for what is it, Eagle Pass taxes? Yeah, so I would say.
Okay, sir. Okay, would that be much more Donald Trump or just someone more?
I would say someone more. I'm not going to be one of you two to say much.
Okay.
More. I'll say someone. All right.
Okay. All right, sir. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. The first one says President Biden should prioritize, you know, protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Would you strongly disagree with that? Somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
I want to say somewhat agree. Because I believe since you let them in here, you got to take care of them now. Can't just leave them to starve and then force them to do things out of desperation and rob and beat people and try and kill people for money. Now you have to take care of them. You can't just deport them. Well, you could deport them.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states is experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. So would you strongly disagree with that, somewhat disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree?
Can you say that again? You said something about, what was the question?
President Biden should prioritize, you know, work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
But what is that? That doesn't have anything to do with each other. He's going to increase work permits, but that's not going to relieve anything. It's just going to put them to work. It's going to, if they're getting taxed, it's going to help. It's not really, I don't see it as relief.
Strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Okay, the other one said President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their families and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. All right, sir. And, President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants to so they can, you know, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Yeah, they should work. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I agree. I'm not going to say strongly. I say I agree.
Okay, strong would agree?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Thanks, sir. All right, sir. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Okay. For each one, please tell me whether you disagree or agree with the president, you know, that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Would you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly agree.
Okay, strongly agree. All right, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most who have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass background checks and are married to American citizens.
Strongly agree.
Okay, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who have, you know, have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to the war, natural disasters, or other dangerous protection conditions.
I'm gonna say, yeah, strongly agree.
Okay, all right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, please tell me whether President Biden, you know, enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform will make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. You can tell me, you know, much more or less, you know. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of who have lived in the United States for, you know, more than 10 years, and so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him, or makes no difference one way or the other.
I'm going to say I'll make it, I guess, more likely.
Okay, much more likely. Okay, much more, or just somewhat?
Just more.
Okay. All right, sir. And, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of who have lived, you know, have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected, you know, from deportation. Much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him. Or makes no difference to you.
If he doesn't deport them,
I mean, if he does all those. Okay, if he does all those things, you know, would you, you know, be more likely to vote for him? That's what the question says.
If Biden deports them, would I be more likely to vote for him? Oh, that's what you're
asking. If he helps, you know, if he grants work permits
and doesn't want to deport them, would it be more
yes,
likely?
Sir.
Oh, that's what you're asking me? I would say I support that, so I would say it would make me more likely to vote for him. Because, I don't want, you know, if you're here already,
yeah,
you got in. That's it.
Okay, someone,
you know,
would that be someone more likely or just much more likely?
Just someone more.
Somewhat. All right, the other one says a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most, you know, who have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Are protected from deportation. Yeah, they should be. Yes, I agree.
Okay, much more or just someone more likely to vote for him if he does those things? Okay. All right, sir. Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of who have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
I agree. Yeah, there should be.
Much more likely or just somewhat more likely?
Much more likely. Oh, somewhat more.
Okay. Someone more. All right, so a program that grants, you know, work permits to undocumented farm workers, most, you know, who have lived in the United States over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Yes, more likely. Somewhat more.
Okay, likely. Somewhat more likely. All right, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states, you know, experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Much less likely, somewhat more likely, or much more likely to vote for him, or makes no difference to you?
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right, and the last one says, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most who have lived in the country for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. All right, sir. Well, sir, we almost finished with this survey. I only have a little bit to go. Really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Would you say that makes you very concerned, somewhat, a little concerned, or not concerned at all?
Not really concerned, no. Because I don't know, but
okay.
I don't know anything about that. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't
so
know
not,
about
not
that. I don't know the process.
So,
yeah,
so not at all concerned,
yeah,
right?
Not at all concerned.
All right, sir. Okay. The other one says Donald Trump and Republicans have exposed, you know, extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
What was the question about my concern?
It's
say
a statement, okay? Donald Trump and Republicans have, you know, proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
That would make me somewhat concerned. Yeah.
Somewhat concerned. Okay, yeah, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
I disagree, so I'm going to say not concerned. But the only
at all, right?
I disagree with the I disagree with the whole
okay.
the whole statement, but I'm going to say not concerned.
All right. Okay, no problem.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not concerned at all?
I'm very concerned. Yeah, that's true. Well, I think it's true. Yeah.
Okay, Donald Trump and Republicans believe, you know, chaos on the border benefits them politically. So they killed a bipartisan deal with Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Would that make you very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat concerned, all right. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a different the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like to for you to tell me, you know, which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither are exactly right. The first one says, Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process that, you know, at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years to or decades. Which approach comes closer to your view?
Oh, that's a good question. I would honestly, in this one, I would say Joe Biden. I would say leave the people alone that are already here. Yep.
Okay,
I would say the Joe Biden approach.
Somewhat closer or much closer to you, to your opinion?
Somewhat closer or much closer. I would say, well, it is kind of close. You want somewhat closer. I got to be moderate.
Somewhat closer.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
I would say Donald Trump.
Republican Donald Trump. Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Okay. As the best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No, I don't.
Okay. No, okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. And in typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? I'm going to read them by, one by one, and you tell me yes or no, okay?
Okay.
The first one would be Spanish language radio programs.
No.
OAN or Newsmax.
No.
TikTok?
No.
YouTube?
I would say, yeah, YouTube, yeah.
Okay, Instagram?
Yes, Instagram, yes.
Fox News channel or website?
Fox News channel, yes.
Univision or Telemundo?
No.
Facebook?
No, because I don't really look at stories on Facebook, no.
Okay, what about MSNBC and CNN or other major news network channels or websites?
Like The Daily View, like Fox 5 or like channel ABC 7, maybe, yeah, like World News, channel 7. Sometimes, rarely. If I see it on a Sunday.
All right. What about WhatsApp?
WhatsApp? No.
No. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, sir. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for a statistical purpose, okay? And we should be done with this survey. Okay. From which of country or territory does your family trace, you know, their heritage?
I would say Colombia and Puerto Rico.
Okay, Puerto Rico and Colombia, you say, right?
Yep.
Okay, right, the other one. Colombia. Yeah. Okay, Colombia. Okay. All right, sir, and were you born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or another country?
Mainland.
Okay. All right, sir, were either of your parents born in the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
Yes.
Okay, another country, right? Or island of Puerto Rico?
Yes. My mother was born in Colombia, yes. So my father in Florida, my mother in Colombia.
Okay, so I put another... Okay, another country. All right. So, in what language do you primarily speak in your home? You know, always Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally,
more English
than Spanish.
Yeah, way more English. Almost all English.
And, okay, so yeah, always English, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, always English. All right, sir, and generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
I think of myself, honestly, I don't label myself as a Republican or a Democrat, but I really like to do what I see in the individual candidate. But currently, I would say that with the current candidates, I'll say a little bit more Republican.
All right, sir. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
No, not very strong. Not very strong.
Not very strong. Okay. And thinking of in political terms, would you say you're a conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Moderate.
All right. And what was the last year of schooling that you had completed?
Last year of schooling. When did I graduate college? 2012? This is 2012. Hold up.
But that's just so would that be a associate degree or 4-year college graduate?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Okay. All right, sir. And our last question. Okay, what is your religion, or if any?
Roman Catholic.
Roman Catholic. Okay. All right, sir. And now, finally, strictly for verification purpose, by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Kyle. K-Y-L-E.
What was that?
Kyle. K-Y-L-E.
Okay. K-Y-L-E. Okay. All right, Kyle. I really thank you and appreciate your time with this survey. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in the follow-up research study? Participants in the research are, compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth, and open-ended way. You can know that you are, can we know that you are interested in a follow-up research study?
What's the compensation?
It depends. Yeah, they don't put nothing right here. But once they get in contact with you, they'll tell you, how much they will give you, or how much be compensated.
Oh, no, it's okay. I like to keep my opinions more private, but I'm in a good mood today. That's why I decided to stay.
Hey, appreciate that. All right, so no, right?
No, it's fine. Yeah, no.
Okay, no problem. All right, I really thank you for your time, sir. You have
no problem.
Great evening. Appreciate that.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Be well. Nice talking to you. Be good. Bye.